is like fell and cruel hounds e'er since pursue me.
How now? What news from her?
So please, my lord, I might not be admitted. But from a handmaid do return this answer. The element itself, till 7 years' heat, shall not behold her face at ample view. But like a cloistress she will veiled walk, and water once a day her chamber round with eye-offending brine. All this to season a brother's dead love, which she would keep fresh and lasting in her sad remembrance.
She that hath a heart of that fine frame to pay this debt of love but to a brother? How will she love when the rich golden shaft hath killed the flock of all affections else that live in her, when liver, brain, and heart, these sovereign thrones are all supplied and filled, her sweet perfections, with one self-king? Away before me to sweet beds of flowers. Love thoughts lie rich when canopied with bowers.
What country, friend, is this?
This is Illyria, lady.
And what should I do in Illyria?
My brother, he is in Elysium. Perchance he is not drowned. What think you, sailors?
It is perchance that you yourself were saved.
Oh, my poor brother. And so perchance may he be.
True, madam. And to comfort you with chance, assure yourself, after our ship did split, when you and those poor numbers saved with you hung on our driving boat, I saw your brother, most provident in peril, bind himself, courage and hope both teaching him the practice, to a strong mast that lived upon the sea, where, like Orion on the dolphin's back, I saw him hold acquaintance with the waves so long as I could see.
For saying so, there's gold. Mine own escape unfoldeth to my hope, whereto thy speech serves for authority, the like of him. Knowest thou this country?
Aye, madam, well, for I was bred and born not 3 hours' travel from this very place.
Who governs here?
A noble duke, in nature as in name.
What is his name?
Orsino.
Orsino? I have heard my father name him. He was a bachelor then.
And so is now, or was so very late. For but a month ago I went from hence, and then 'twas fresh in murmur, as you know, what great ones do the less will prattle of, that he did seek the love of fair Olivia.
What she?
A virtuous maid, the daughter of a count that died some 12 months since, then leaving her in the protection of his son, her brother, who shortly also died. For whose dear love, they say, she hath abjured the sight and company of men.
Oh, that I served that lady, and might not be delivered to the world till I had made mine own occasion, Mellor, what my estate is.
That were hard to compass, because she will admit no kind of suit. No, not the duke's.
There is fair behavior in thee, Captain. And though that nature with a beauteous wall doth oft close in pollution, yet of thee I will believe thou hast a mind that suits with this thy fair and outward character. I prithee, and I'll pay thee bounteously. Conceal me what I am, and be my aid for such disguise as haply shall become the form of my intent. I'll serve this duke. Thou shalt present me as an eunuch to him. It may be worth thy pains, for I can sing, and speak to him in many sorts of music that will allow me very worth his service. What else may hap to time I will commit. Only shape thou thy silence to my wit.
Be you his eunuch, and your mute I'll be. When my tongue blabs, then let mine eyes not see.
I thank thee. Lead me on.
What a plague means my niece to take the death of her brother thus? I am sure care's an enemy to life.
By my troth, Sir Toby, you must come in earlier a night. Your cousin, my lady, takes great exceptions to your ill hours.
Why, let her accept before accepting.
Aye, but you must confine yourself within the modest limits of order.
Confine? I'll confine myself no finer than I am. These clothes are good enough to drink in, and so be these boots too, and they be not let them hang themselves in their own straps.
That quaffing and drinking will undo you. I heard my lady talk of it yesterday. and of a foolish knight that you brought in one night here to be her wooer.
Who, Sir Andrew Aguecheek?
Aye, he.
He's as tall a man as any's in Illyria.
What's that to the purpose?
Why, he has 3,000 ducats a year.
Aye, but he'll have but a year in all these ducats. He's a very fool, and a prodigal.
Fie that you say so. He plays with the vile de Gamboys, and speaks 3 or 4 languages, word for word, without book, and hath all the good gifts of nature.
He hath indeed all, most natural. For besides that he's a fool, he's a great quarreller. And but that he hath the gift of a coward to allay the gust he hath in quarrelling, just thought among the prudent he would quickly have the gift of the grave.
By this hand, they are scoundrels and substractors that say so of him. Who are they?
They that add, moreover, he's drunk nightly in your company.
With drinking healths to my niece. I'll drink to her as long as there is a passage in my throat and drink in Illyria. He is a coward and a quistrel that will not drink to my niece till his brains turn of the toe like a parish top. What, wench? Castigliano Volgo, for here comes Sir Andrew Aguface.
Sir Toby Belch. How now, Sir Toby Belch?
Sweet Sir Andrew.
Bless you, fair shrew.
Oh, and you too, sir.
Accost, Sir Andrew.
Accost. What's that?
My niece's chambermaid.
Good Mistress Accost, I desire better acquaintance.
My name is Mary, sir.
Good Mistress Mary Accost.
You mistake, knight. Accost is front her, board her, woo her, assail her.
By my troth, I would not undertake her in this company. Is that the meaning of Accost?
Fare you well, gentlemen.
And thou let part so, Sir Andrew, would thou mightst never draw sword again.
And you part so, mistress, I would I might never draw sword again.
Oh.
Fair lady, do you think you have fools in hand?
Now, sir, thought is free. I pray you, bring your hand to the buttery bar and let it drink.
Wherefore, sweetheart? What's your metaphor?
It's dry, sir.
Why, I think so. I am not such an ass, but I can keep my hands dry. But what's your jest?
A dry jest, sir.
Are you full of them?
Why, sir? I have them at my fingers' ends. Marry, now I let go your hand, I am barren.
Well, knight, thou lack'st a cup of canary. When did I see thee so put down?
Never in your life, I think, unless you see canary put me down. Methinks sometimes I have no more wit than a Christian or an ordinary man has. But I am a great eater of beef, and I believe that does harm to my wit.
No question.
And I thought that I'd forswear it. I'll ride home tomorrow, Sir Toby.
Pourquoi, my dear knight?
What is pourquoi? Do or not do? I would I had bestowed that time in the tongues that I have in fencing, dancing, and bear baiting. Oh, had I but followed the arts.
Then hadst thou had an excellent head of hair.
Why, but that have mended my hair.
Pass question, for thou seest it will not curl by nature.
Oh, but it becomes me well enough, does not?
Excellent, it hangs like flax on a distaff, and I hope to see a huswife take thee between her legs and spin it off.
Faith, I'll home tomorrow, Sir Toby. Your niece will not be seen, or if she be, it's 4 to 1 she'll none of me. The Count himself here hard by woos her.
She'll none of the Count. She'll not match above her degree, neither in estate, years, nor wit. I have heard her sweat. Tut, there's life in't, man.
I'll stay a month longer. I am a fellow of the strangest mind in the world. I delight in masks and revels, sometimes altogether.
Art thou good at these kickshaws, knight?
As any man in Illyria. Whatsoever he be, under the degree of my betters, and yet I will not compare with an old man.
What is thy excellence in a galliard, knight?
Faith, I can cut a caper.
And I can cut the mutton toot.
And I think I have the back trick, simply as strong as any man in Illyria.
Wherefore are these things hid? Wherefore have these gifts a curtain before them? Are they like to take dust, like Mistress Mal's pitcher? Why dost thou not go to church in a galliard and come home in a coranto? My very walk should be a jig. I would not so much as make water, but in a syncopace. What dost thou mean? Is it a world to hide virtues in? I did think, by the excellent constitution of thy leg, it was formed under the star of a galliard.
Aye, 'tis strong, and it does indifferent well in a dun-coloured stock. Shall we set about some revels?
What shall we do else? Were we not born under Taurus?
Taurus? That's sides and heart.
No, sir. It is legs and thighs. Let me see thee caper. Ha, ha, ha! Higher! Ha, ha, ha! Excellent!
If the Duke continue these favours towards you, Cesario, you are like to be much advanced. He hath known you but 3 days, and already you are no stranger.
You either fear his humour or my negligence, that you call in question the continuance of his love.
Is he inconstant, sir, in his favours?
No, believe me.
Thank you. Here comes the Count.
Who saw Cesario, Hell?
On your attendance, my lord. Here.
Stand you two aloof a while.
Cesario.